View with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates first class and business class and experience a new level of comfort.
And a very good morning to you. It is 20 to 8. This is the morning show with myself, Kino Cummings, and the team. And just remember, chance to win R1,000. Now, of course, you are immersed in the Emirates World View. And once Adam's concluded all his stories, one question that's been sent to the WhatsApp group, one of those questions will be answered, and the person who submitted that question wins R1,000. And if you'd like to submit your questions, you can do so to 072-567-1567. As simple as that. But let's get into those top international stories. Adam, a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Kino. Happy Monday.
And a happy Monday to you. So California's wildfire people, the number of missing people still growing.
It's become like a soap opera, hasn't it?
Yep.
But, I mean, obviously with this horrible, tragic note to it. But I guess there's that thing that in America they do things big, and so therefore we have this big ongoing series of fires, and two in particular, the so-called Camp Fire in Northern California and the Woolsey Fire in Southern California. And the death toll has gone up again overnight. Basically, 77 people we know now have lost their lives. And the number of missing has decreased slightly, but it's still 990 people, so pretty much 1,000 people unaccounted for. Interestingly, they don't really seem to have a system. I guess, would any of us? But anyway, they don't have a system for how people are reported missing, how it's followed up, how the authorities catalogue that. So there may well be crossover names. There may well be people who aren't missing. And in fact, we know one story just alone of an elderly couple who were reported missing, but they don't have any relatives, no children, and therefore it was difficult for them to actually have their names crossed off the list. And it took quite some doing for them to be officially not missing anymore. And the fires are still burning. 250,000 acres has been lost to the fires and about 12,000 buildings. And unfortunately, as I say, 77 lives, on it goes.
Very, very sad indeed. Now, this is a challenge to the UK Prime Minister. Brexit may trigger a no-confidence vote.
It's one of those weird things. Because of the implications for both Britain and the European Union, and all of this now coming, the microcosm of this whole thing about Brexit comes down basically, excuse me, to a couple of hundred true blue conservative supporters in the shires of England. So one of the quirks of democracy here is that specifically under Conservative Party rules, it takes 48 letters of dissent, 15% of the party's MPs basically, to be sent to the head of a backbench committee. If there are 48 letters, it forces a vote of no confidence and ultimately can unseat a prime minister, even though millions of people voted the prime minister in. What we don't yet know is how many of those 48 letters have gone in, if they're anywhere close to 48. We know it's at least 18, but frankly, people don't declare this sort of stuff until after the event. The Prime Minister tells us that essentially, if people aren't happy about the plan, if they try to oust her, then there may well be no Brexit at all. And frankly, who wants to be new Prime Minister taking up the reins of this particular mess? So, as I say, rather a lot of things hinge on probably just a couple of hundred constituency party bigwigs meeting over a gin and tonic and a vol-au-vent in Hampshire, Hertfordshire and Herefordshire. It's all on them at the moment.
Oh, my word. And finally, the French president's rallying call. He wants a more united Europe.
This, of course, will absolutely underline some of the Brexiteers' feelings of why the UK should be leaving the European Union, and possibly a few other countries as well. Because Emmanuel Macron makes some interesting points about Europe and the countries within Europe becoming victims of larger countries. I mean, I suppose this could apply to us all, and probably always did, didn't it? So when he's talking about larger countries, he means particularly the United States, Russia, and China. And we could probably even take Russia out of that. So United States and China. And that a more integrated European Union with a joint Eurozone budget would be the way to go, plus a European army, plus other integrated financial elements. So could that possibly work? Let's take the UK out of this, but 27 disparate countries moving from Estonia to Greece to Spain, Portugal, Germany, Sweden, etc. Could they really have the same budget, same taxes, can that possibly work, given the disparate nature of Europe slash the European Union? Emmanuel Macron is saying not only can it work, but it has to work, otherwise the world could slip into chaos. That's what he said. I'm not saying I agree with it.
Well, Adam, thank you very much for that. That's Adam Gilchrist. Yeah, in your Emirates worldview with some of those international topics you need to know more about. Now, every single day on the Emirates worldview, we've been asking you to send a question about any world topic you'd like to know more about, and you stand a chance to win that 1,000 rand, you know, submitting that question just the way John did.
How are ants able to walk up vertical surfaces and also upside down? Thank you.
Very interesting question, maybe very sticky feet. So we went to John Hoffman, Associate Professor of Entomology at UCT, with the answer.
So ants and indeed many small insects can walk on upside down on ceilings. Because they are small, they are not so badly affected or so much affected by gravitational forces. Surface forces are much more predominant in their lives. But also they have very well developed tips to their legs, which have sharp little claws which can grip into any small indentations in the paintwork of the ceiling. And in between those claws they have a soft pad which also acts a bit like a suction pump, and it comes into contact with any smooth surface features, it becomes attached to that and enables the ants to hang upside down, or the house flies or cockroaches or whatever else you'll see climbing around on the walls.
Well, there we go. Congratulations, John, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You have won 1,000 rand courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates Business Class to experience a new level of comfort. If you
Los latinos tenemos un chance más alto de contraer enfermedades cardiovasculares porque somos más propensos a la obesidad, a padecer diabetes y a tener la presión alta. Por eso, en Kaiser Permanente hemos creado protocolos de salud muy simples de seguir que, por ejemplo, han logrado reducir de manera importante las enfermedades cardiovasculares entre miles de nuestros miembros. Para saber más, visita cape.org/vivabien. Kaiser Permanente. Viva bien.
I have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview. Send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-567-1567 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on capetalk.co.za.